You're listening to SBS News.
Melbourne mother Marita Tilleras knows firsthand the struggle of paying for childcare.
Our childcare fees have been equivalent of our mortgage and more. The more I earn, like say I get a 5% pay rise due to inflation, then my childcare fee will go up because I'm earning the next bracket. And then my pay rise actually is less because all my money and more ends up going to childcare.
The mother of two works full-time and has long called for the activity test to be scrapped. The test is an eligibility measure introduced by the Coalition back in 2018 that requires parents to work, study or volunteer a certain amount of hours each week in order to access childcare subsidies. The goal of scrapping the test is shared by The Parenthood, an advocacy organisation that is also campaigning for a capping of childcare fees. Campaign director Maddie Butler says the test has made the lives of many parents more difficult.
We've heard stories that parents and carers have had to really quickly try and find just some volunteering that they could do in order to be able to access early learning and care so that then they could, with a bit more time, go out and get some paid work as well.
Starting this week, the Albanese government have guaranteed access for parents to a 90% subsidy for 3 days a week of childcare. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says this will help parents across the country.
We expect about 100,000 Australian families will benefit from the Albanese Labor government's three-day guarantee. Now, we work on the basis that if it's good for kids, if it's good for families, it's good for the education system, then it's good for the economy as well. And that's why, as Treasurer, I'm really proud to have helped secure the funding for this three-day guarantee.
The government says these 3 days will not require the activity test. However, the test will still apply if parents want to access the childcare subsidies for additional days. Nesha Hutchinson, owner of Cressy Road Early Learning Centre, says removing the test for the 3 days is a good first step to make care more affordable for parents.
We've had families that have had up to 4 children in care with us at the same time. This is not cheap. Scrapping this means that they don't have to do these sums as much and they can actually just make decisions in the best interests of families, of their own family and of their children.
The Parenthood's campaign director, Maddie Butler, says these subsidies from the government will not fix the issue of cost on their own.
Whenever these subsidy increases have been introduced, they've then soon been followed by fee hikes from many service providers. So that's why we're calling on the federal government for a fixed fee model and to reform the system just to ensure that it's really simple for families to use.
The childcare subsidy also does not guarantee admission with a provider. Families will still need to secure a place with their chosen childcare service and may need to pay a gap fee. Mother of two, Jen Fleming, says it's been incredibly difficult to secure her daughter a place at a childcare centre.
I put my first daughter's name down when I was 20 weeks pregnant. She is 4.5 and she has still not been offered a place at that centre.
After facing this struggle, Ms. Fleming has been advocating for the government's new subsidy to also cover alternative forms of childcare.
It could be a nanny or a grandparent. It could be an au pair. It could be a co-working space that allows a mum to go back to work sooner but continue to breastfeed. There needs to be this broadening of the system to acknowledge all types of care.
Opposition leader Susan Lee has criticised the subsidies, saying it doesn't fix the issue of a lack of childcare places and removing the test may make matters more difficult for some working parents.
Well, you can find families in almost every single postcode that can't get a place for one day, let alone three. The other concern we have is that it removes the activity test. And what that means is that people who are working or studying no longer have priority. And we've always believed that those families should have priority in childcare.
Sam Dover, SBS News.